Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. Do you remember back in the late 1990s the media hullabaloo about a supposed epidemic of black church burnings that was supposed to make us all feel ashamed to be white and sway the gullible into fighting racism all the harder? Unless you've been a longtime reader of National Vanguard and other alternative media, you probably didn't know that the whole epidemic was a hoax perpetrated by one of the several Jewish-led racism watchdog groups, the so-called Center for Democratic Renewal, or CDR, led by a Jew named Leonard Zeskind. It turned out that out of the 90 burnings committed by white supremacists cited by Zeskind and publicized by the controlled media, only one was a confirmed arson. The rest were just accidents or were of undetermined origin, and some didn't even involve fires at all, but were just vandalism. There was no epidemic. There was no outbreak of white racism. Just Jewish lies and more Jewish lies and more media lies, which is another way of saying the same thing. Fast forward to today. The latest dangerous outbreak of white hatred and bigotry that the controlled media and Jewish groups are wailing about is the supposed epidemic of anti-Semitic threats against exclusive Jewish schools and heavily funded Jewish community centers across the country. We see footage on all the major networks of Jewish children being evacuated. Someone had to prearrange the presence of all those cameras, methinks, and of workers resetting hundreds of headstones in Jewish cemeteries across the country. Funny how all these racist attackers ever seem to do is knock the stones down so they can be easily righted. We see the FBI meeting with the ADL and no fewer than 700 Jewish leaders who are demanding and receiving special attention and protection not afforded to white Americans and white American advocacy groups, which in fact have historically been persecuted by the FBI, largely at Jewish behest. NBC News, for example, tells us, quote, "At least 13 Jewish community centers were evacuated Tuesday after the third wave of bomb threats this month was made against the religious centers. This latest spate of threats, which came in between 10 a.m. and noon, targeted JCCs in at least 11 states and is being investigated by the FBI. The FBI and the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division are investigating possible civil rights violations in connection with threats to Jewish community centers across the country," the FBI said in a statement emailed to NBC News. "The FBI will collect all available facts and evidence and will ensure this matter is investigated in a fair, thorough, and impartial manner. As this matter is ongoing, we are not able to comment further at this time." Close quote. The Jews also got President Donald Trump, who seems to be perpetually put into a position where he has to prove his loyalty to Jews and multiracialism every 5 minutes, to make the entire first paragraph in his recent State of the Union address an expression of concern for the poor, threatened Jews, with Black History Month thrown in for cover. Trump said, "Tonight, as we mark the conclusion of our celebration of Black History Month, we are reminded of our nation's path towards civil rights and the work that still remains. Recent threats targeting Jewish community centers and vandalism of Jewish cemeteries, as well as last week's shooting in Kansas City, remind us that while we may be a nation divided on policies, We are a country that stands united in condemning hate and evil in all its forms. End of Trump quote. The Jews found it disturbing when Trump mildly suggested in a conversation that some of the recent supposed threats against Jews might be coming from people trying to make others look bad, which ramped up the Jewish pressure on Trump to denounce hate and anti-Semitism, which he promptly did. By the way, it turns out that Trump's off-the-cuff suggestion was right. The Jews, through the person of hyper-Jewish Senator Charles Schumer, even got the Federal Communications Commission, FCC, into the act, waiving privacy rules and granting Jewish groups the ability given to no other ethnic or racial community in the nation, so far as I know, to see the blocked private telephone numbers of everyone who calls them. Another NBC outlet, The Today Show, has, along with an almost endless litany of empty Jewish cribs, preschoolers, and moms who won't be intimidated by hate, as its headline on its website, the prominent words in large type, "This is a hate crime." Well, maybe. But at least 8 of the threats in this epidemic of anti-Semitic threats apparently come not from evil white supremacists and Jew haters, but from a borderline lunatic and furiously anti-white, race-mixing black journalist and fake news specialist, Juan Thompson. Thompson, who was just arrested by the FBI, was apparently motivated by a desire to get back at his leftist white female ex-sex partner and somehow get her in legal trouble for, one, making threats against Jews, and two, for supposedly framing him, Thompson, for making threats against Jews. It's truly bizarre and convoluted. So is Thompson's journalism career, in which he specialized in fake news. Juan Thompson, up until 2016, was a writer for The Intercept, a left-tilting but occasionally whistleblowing online news magazine run by muckraking Jew Glenn Greenwald, whose main claim to fame is as the de facto curator of Edward Snowden's revelations. To its credit, The Intercept eventually fired Thompson, but not before publishing stories, including one on Dylann Roof, in which Thompson made up quotes from numerous sources, claimed to have interviewed people he'd never met, fabricated encounters with celebrities at public events, and even impersonated his own editor by setting up a fake email account. He should have worked at CNN. Maybe then he wouldn't have been fired. Thompson hates whites, as many of his public tweets indicate, such as the very recent one where he said, "White folks are trash." At one point, early in his career, he was photographed smiling with establishment neoliberal criminal Hillary Clinton, though he recently implied that Clinton was hypocritical when expressing her concern for threatened Jews, saying she, quote, "knew about hate crimes," close quote, since she once joked about the U.S.-enabled murder of Gaddafi, saying, "we came, we saw, he died." According to Heavy.com, Thompson, quote, posted a series of incendiary tweets calling capitalists bloodsuckers, labeling Donald Trump Hitler, wishing America was more like Cuba, and retweeting Hillary Clinton criticizing the president for not speaking out fast enough on hate crimes. He criticized Donald Trump, calling him a coward and predator, and accused the president of wanting to ethnically cleanse Chicago. Several posts advocated violence against Trump, saying he should be punched. He also wrote that Trump and his followers should be taken out. However, he also trashed Clinton, calling her a phony white woman liberal. Thompson also wrote that he celebrated the death of Antonin Scalia, the conservative Supreme Court justice. However, the criminal complaint against him alleges that Thompson called in bomb threats to Jewish community centers as part of a campaign of harassment against a woman he had dated. He had harsh words for the Democratic Party, too, accusing it of being boring, flaccid, and useless, and was at times also critical of President Barack Obama, such as over deportations. In general, his Twitter posts are full of rants against racism. He criticized white people, writing that they have no shame, and referring to their vile ilk and the white media. He also posted tweets on the bomb threats themselves, saying, "Another week, another round of threats against Jewish people. In the middle of the day, you know who's at a JCC? Kids. Kids." Reports of bomb threats at JCCs and Jewish schools and another Jewish cemetery desecrated in Philadelphia. "Sending our love to our community," he said in a retweet. Thompson, 31, was arrested in the string of threats against the centers, which had led to commentary about a troubling rise of anti-Semitism in America, as well as denunciation of it by Donald Trump in his speech to Congress. Close quote. Well, all of this is hardly on narrative as far as the Jews are concerned. Journalist Thompson's arrest also highlights the fake news meme, which has been decisively turned against the Jews and leftists who started it. So though the FBI is politicized and many of its agents lie repeatedly themselves and engage in politically motivated prosecutions, this arrest is probably the result of an honest investigation. Read the FBI's criminal complaint against Thompson in the PDF I'll embed in the text version of this broadcast. It is a wild, wild story. Doubtlessly, it will be discovered that many of the threats against JCCs will turn out to be false. One threatening caller, CNN states, used a, quote, voice morphing, close quote, device to disguise himself. CNN also stated that, quote, chillingly, the perpetrator also uses technology to make the calls seem as if they're coming from within the JCC itself, close quote. Maybe considering the history of Jewish hate hoaxes and swastika daubings, we should think about whether technology was really used this time. The police in New Jersey and Delaware should watch out, though. They certainly were not sufficiently sensitive when they used the words unfounded to characterize the claims of threats against Jewish centers there. And some of the threats may turn out to be real, too, though hardly an epidemic. In the end, it's the Jews who brought this all on themselves. It is they who wildly exaggerate the threats they experience, both to mobilize the host society to defend the parasite and to unite their own people. It is they who established the tradition of fake news, of lying, which has replaced ethical journalism in this country since they bought and then weaponized the media against us. It is they who empowered embittered anti-white volatile blacks like Juan Thompson to become forces for chaos and destruction in our society. And above all, it is they, the Jews, who have instituted and committed the most horrific attempted crime in the history of humanity, the genocide of one of Earth's major races, our race, the white race. any blowback they receive as a consequence, and they really have received nothing yet, can hardly be called surprising. You've been listening to American Dissident Voices, the radio program of the National Alliance. The National Alliance is working to educate white men and women around the world as to the nature of the reality we must face, and organizing our people to ensure our survival and advancement. We need your help to continue. Please send the largest contribution you can afford to National Alliance, Box 172, Laurel Bloomery, Tennessee, 37680, USA. Make your life count. You can also help us by visiting natall.com/donate. That's natall.com/donate. Once again, our postal address is Box 172, Laurel Bloomery, Tennessee, 37680, USA. Until next week, this is Kevin Alfred Strom reminding you, when you look at the night sky, think of Orion. Our race is our nation.
For blood and for soil, we will work, we will toil. Heaven is born on the earth. The heroes arise as we shout to the skies. We will now have our rebirth. For blood and for soil.